You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Greg Peters, the co-founder of Better PT, the newly launched app that connects patients with physical therapy appointments based on their location, health insurance provider, and other personalized factors. Mr. Peters, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Pleasure to be here, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, what is Better PT and how is it helping the physical therapy industry?
Better PT is it's a mobile app and it's soon to be a web app too that connects patients to physical therapy clinics. So, you know, our goal is to make the path to care a little bit easier and more convenient for patients. So Eric, as you know, if you go to see a physician right now and they send you to physical therapy, usually they give you a 2 to 3 page list, and it's up to you to find out who's nearby, who takes your insurance, and so on and so forth. So what we've done is we've created a platform that makes that easier. It geolocates to where you are, or you can put an address in. You can input your insurance carrier, and it will immediately tell you who's nearest that takes your insurance and has availability. So it's the first phase of making that path to care easier for patients.
If you would, Mr. Peters, give us some background on your new partnership with Hospital for Surgery.
So our co-founder, Stephen Feely, is an orthopedic surgeon. He's been at the Hospital for Special Surgery for over 25 years. And when Stephen and I founded this, we knew that if we wanted to play in kind of this digital healthcare space and find adoption, because as you know, Eric, adoption in healthcare is very slow, we knew that we had to get the hospital on board. So we went to the hospital and we presented Better PT as a convenient tool for physicians to actually refer care and also obviously for the patients. And they really believed in it and got behind it. So we have a partnership, an innovation partnership, and they are also an investor in Better PT. So we're very excited about having the validation from the oldest and the best orthopedic hospital in the world. They've been providing so much interesting knowledge to us to help us build and keep innovating our product as we start to scale. We feel like we have a really good start to our business.
Also, if you would, Mr. Peters, what is direct access and how does it relate to Better PT?
So interesting, when we started this, Eric, there was only 22 states that supported direct access. Direct access to care means you no longer need a script to get physical therapy. And if you think about that as a cost savings and also as a time to diagnosis and start of treatment, it's pretty significant. So throughout the last 2 years, direct access is now available in all 50 states. And everyone has different rules and regulations. But New York, you can have up to 10 visits without that script in 30 days. So you can actually, if you wake up and you went for a long run and your knee's hurting, you no longer have to call your physician, find an appointment, go see the physician, get a diagnosis, and then wait for them to drive you to PT. You can go directly to PT with that injury and have somebody diagnose and start treatment, or send you back to the physician if they cannot treat you and it's outside the scope of the work. So when you think about access to care now, one of our initiatives is to educate people, all people, right? Because everyone's our patient, whether you're 17, 18, or you're 97. We want to educate them that now they can go directly to care to start to deal with their own issues. I think it's a very powerful message. I think it's a right path to better care. And obviously, time has a lot to do with that. If you're getting diagnosed faster and you're in treatment, then hopefully the time to recovery is quicker. So we're excited to educate people, and you can see on our website on betterpt.com, we have this great video to really start to explain to people what direct access is. And we hope over time, you know, more and more people that we meet will say, oh, I'm familiar with direct access. You know, you guys have really done a great job educating us about what's available to us through care.
Good stuff there. Today we're joined by Mr. Greg Peters, the co-founder of Better PT, the newly launched app that connects patients with physical therapy appointments based on your location, health insurance provider, and other personalized factors. Here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with the mobile app channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you're applying a similar model like OpenTable and Uber to the PT industry. How do you see this affecting physical therapy clinics, and how will it affect or benefit the patient?
Yeah, it's great. It's such a great vertical innovation for us. So OpenTable, you know, when OpenTable started, it was really about I have, you know, an extra few tables and I'd like to fill them. And over time, OpenTable became not only the lead generation for the restaurant, but it also became that client relationship management tool. And they became an analytics tool and an efficiency play for restaurants. And any restaurant in the country now, Eric, if you ask them, the first thing they do is they make sure that they register on OpenTable. So for Better PT, we've looked at the physical therapy clinic landscape, especially as it's become consolidated, where there's more and more clinics that are being bought by private equity firms, is we not only will provide lead gen, but we will also provide a back-end solution for analytics and customer relationship management. So we're really excited to see the micro-marketing power of Better PT to drive patients to these clinics, but also to provide these clinics an efficiency tool to try to standardize their practice and hopefully lower their costs or get that extra dollar out of another patient, right? And that's really the key is to get patients to a place where they're receiving great care, but where they always go back. And a lot of clinics now have extended their services to different types of care, like Pilates, they kind of cash services. And so we feel that we have the ability now to market to people that wouldn't know that these services are available in these clinics. So it really is an efficiency play on the clinic side, and we're seeing that already with the clinics that are subscribed to our platform.
And looking ahead, what is your goals for the company over the next year or so?
Definitely national expansion. You know, we want to scale. We love the space. It's a very interesting space, and like I said, it keeps consolidating. So there's more and more clinics that are, you know, at the 100, 200, 300 locations who we really love to work with because their problems are really significant on an operational side. But we feel that we can be across the country in the next 18 months, trying to reach a global audience eventually in probably year three, but really working to find our brand, be kind of best in class, first in class. When you think of physical therapy, you think of the Better PT app and the Better PT brand as a pathway to find that care. And we will also be doing some other exciting things as it relates to Marketplace on our application. So that will make, you know, the reason to open the Better PT app, just more real.
Mr. Peters, it certainly has been great to have had you, and really appreciate your time in introducing Better PT to the audience. In conclusion, and as an entrepreneur yourself and the co-founder of Better PT, any advice for those looking to create their own business or have an idea but just hesitant to put it into place?
Oh, that's a great question. And I think I'm going to pass on a couple of things that were given to me as an entrepreneur, is that things always take more time, they always take more money, and you have to be willing to pivot when you are seeing, real data. And I think that to me has been the kind of the three things that I've stood true to throughout this entire process. And it's not easy, and especially in healthcare, it's the hardest space in the world to be an entrepreneur because, like I said, adoption is slow. So patience is definitely a virtue.
And you're certainly correct in those regards. Mr. Peters, before you go, where can listeners get more information on Better PT and download the app?
Go to betterpt.com, and you can put your phone number right in, and we'll text you a download to our app. It's pretty simple.
And that's about as easy as it gets. Again, Mr. Peters, our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for what you're doing in the space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Greg Peters, the co-founder of Better PT, the newly launched app that connects patients with physical therapy appointments based on their location, health insurance provider, and other personalized factors. And for further details, visit betterpt.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.